Reckless romance and emotional turmoil are supposed to inspire great artists, but in this week's book report, critic David Kippen reviews a new work that challenges the link between angst and creativity. The book is called Against Depression. As David reads it, it has its own mood-altering properties.
I'm bummed. Have been for more than a couple of weeks now. As much as anybody, I may be the target audience for Peter Kramer's new book, Against Depression. So why, after reading it, am I still on the fence about whether to get help? It's not that Kramer, who also wrote Listening to Prozac, is ambivalent about the usefulness of psychiatric treatment. Far from it. He's a regular broken record on the benefits of antidepressants, especially when combined with therapy. But he admits that skeptics can still get under his skin simply by asking, well, what if Prozac had been available in Van Gogh's time? Kramer's short answer is, Van Gogh might have lived to paint for another 30 years. His long answer, and the thesis of his book, is that depression isn't anywhere near as romantic as it's cracked up to be. It doesn't help you write better or feel things more deeply. All depression helps you do, Kramer argues, is die faster. Depression, according to Kramer's mostly persuasive case, is the most devastating disease known to humankind. He's got studies showing that depression kills neurons, literally bores holes in your hippocampus, and impairs the resilience that might otherwise allow brain cells to grow back. He demonstrates that depression makes other diseases not only likelier, but much worse. Depression even makes depression worse, because the more depressed you've been, the better the chance you'll get depressed again, and for longer. The only thing more depressing than depression itself may be Kramer's book, because it suggests that staying depressed at a time when science is making such heroic strides against depression is pretty much your own damn fault. This strikes me as the closest thing to a flaw in this well-argued, if slightly bland, book. The flaw is, who romanticizes depression anymore? We remember the temptation to do it, just as we remember the old tendency to romanticize tuberculosis, a parallel Kramer wisely points out. But are people really avoiding treatment for fear it'll keep them from painting Starry Night? No. People are avoiding treatment for the same reasons they always have. Because they feel guilty for getting sick and don't think they deserve to get well. Because treatment costs too much and maybe they're not even insured. But most of all, because when you're depressed, anything is easier than picking up a phone and asking a stranger for help. Whether it's buying a book about depression or listening to All Things Considered twice in a row all the way through, or just going back to bed. Until scientists come up with a home depression test, we're going to keep losing people. Maybe a smart book like Kramer's can save the last few melancholy beatniks out there. But as for the rest, the ones not wearing black, the ones not wearing much but a ratty Afghan, if we can help it, what book can hope to reach the rest of us?
Listening to All Things Considered twice through? Opinion from David Kippen. He's a book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.